Good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and call the Committee on Judiciary to order. First, I wanted to state we have five bills that are on the agenda. We are working all of the bills. They all will be hopefully coming out of the committee. That's at least the chair's intent. What we are going to do, though, is because we don't have fiscals on some of them, which we will require rule suspensions or us coming back, we're going to take these a little bit out of order with the ones that we actually have all the paperwork, and we don't have to go through the suspension of the rules if we're going to do that. So the first work session I'm going to open up will be for House Bill 4068A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4068A comes here from Representative Gumberg and Thatcher. What the bill does allows a person with one violation or misdemeanor conviction for marijuana possession, one court diversion to apply for concealed firearm permit. Chair, members of the committee, one of the things that this does, it puts convictions for those particular level of crimes out of state eligible also for concealed handgun permit. We have the A4 amendments from you, which make some clarifying amendments and, among other things, clarify that it's a court diversion that doesn't have to be a specific court diversion program.
All right. It's my understanding that the proponents of the bill and others who have worked on this are fine with the A4s because it does give the clarification and will allow for the sheriffs to actually move forward based on someone having a diversion as compared to knowing what was that diversion. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that's correct. We met with the representatives of the Sheriff's Association and worked through the amendments that you now have before you.
All right. So, Senator Close, would you like to make a motion on the A4s?
Mr. Chair, I move the dash A4 amendment to House Bill 4068.
All right. Senator Close moves the A4 into House Bill 4068A. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator?
And Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4068A as amended by the A4s to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Close now moves House Bill 4068A as amended by the A4s to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senator Close, will you be the carrier on this one?
Thank you.
We'll close the work session on House Bill 4068A. We'll open up a work session on House Bill 4143A. And Chana?
Chair Brzezinski, members of the committee, 4143A is your class action remainder measure. It directs the court to order all unclaimed damages of a class action suit to be deposited in the legal aid supplementary account. That account is to be administered by the Department of Administrative Services, and the interest earned on that account would go to fund legal aid services program. We have two LC opinions. One is from Senator Farioli that the account is able to be swept by the legislature. The second was requested by Representative Williamson, and it clarifies that the bill indeed applies only to, it is not retroactive. It applies to prior to the judgment being entered. It applies only to measures in which a judgment has not been entered. We have an indeterminate revenue statement on this and an indeterminate fiscal statement.
All right, Senator Wilburn, give me a motion.
Sure. I move House Bill 4143A to the floor. Did we have an amendment?
Amendments?
Yeah, to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Roblin moves House Bill 4143A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion.
Mr. Chair,
Senator Close.
This bill has many important parts. It has the class action. It has the legal aid part that we all are concerned with funding. I do think it could be made a better bill by not removing so much language, so I will not be supporting it.
I appreciate that. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chair, if I could.
Yes.
There has been an incredible amount of discussion going on this bill, and I think there are some things we could do to improve it. We had lengthy discussion on some modifications in our caucus yesterday. I know some of our members and have been having conversations in the president's office, and I just think that the smart move at this point in time would be to refer this bill to the Rules Committee so those discussions can continue. And based on that, I will be opposed to sending it to the floor.
All right. Any other discussion? All right. Objections to the motion. I have Senator Cruz and Senator Close are objecting. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I'd also like to serve notice of a potential minority report.
I appreciate that. Chair will carry with court meet. That will be the carriers on 4143A if the President wants to be a co-carrier. We'll close the work session on House Bill 4143A with the note that notice has been given as a possible minority report on that bill. We'll open up a work session on House Bill 4026A.
Chair Brzezinski, members of the committee, House Bill 4026A is your ignition interlock device measure. You have the A11 amendments, which remove the notification to the ATIS that then goes on to the court. It requires that when a provider receives notification of our downloads a negative report, that that notification goes directly to the court, not through the ATIS. It also allows the court to determine if a person is subject to the diversion agreement, if they must install the camera. So it changes it from mandatory to permissive. And it also requires the court to install the ignition interlock device for a diversion if the person's blood alcohol content was 0.15% or higher, or if the person refused to submit to a chemical test. It gives courts discretion in ordering the installation of the device if the BAC is below 0.15%. We do have the fiscal on this. It is ready to move.
Senator Cruz.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash A11 amendments to House Bill 4026A.
Senator Cruz moves the A11s into House Bill 4026A. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, could the staff just tell us the difference between this and the A9 and A10?
Certainly, Chair Brzezinski. Senator Close. The A9 includes the notification through the ATIS, as does the A10. The A11s remove notification to the ATIS and make it directly from the provider of the ignition interlock device to the court.
Thank you.
Ms. Chair, that part that staff just referenced, I think, is a much more efficient way to do this business, and it's a critical component. The other part I like about your amendment is it allows for judicial discretion. So we aren't catching people that maybe we shouldn't be catching in the thing. I have been an advocate for judicial discretion for a long time, and so I think your amendment actually makes it a better bill, and I appreciate your work.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead. Senator Close.
I have not been able to study A11 very carefully, so I believe I will be a no on committee. I may be a yes on the floor.
I appreciate that. I do want to put a couple of things on the record. We have received some information that just isn't correct as to what current Oregon law is. If a person is convicted of DUI in this state, they will, in fact, be required and are required to have an IID attached to their vehicle ignition interlock device. Currently, our law does have a one-size-fits-all in the sense of for diversions, where anyone that's going into a diversion program also is required that, even if they have a .00, meaning no alcohol in their system, they are currently required. What the amendment will, in fact, do is set a bright line, as we have before, as to the sanctions that are available when someone is convicted of a .15 or greater. That we're using that as a demarcation, that if a person is in diversion and they have a high blow or they do a refusal, meaning they just do not do the breathalyzer, they will in fact be required to have the IID attached to their vehicle. What we are, as Senator Cruz has said, and he and I talked about this, is returning some judicial discretion back for those cases that are less than 0.15. What we know prior to requiring the diversion applicants or participants to be in a diversion program, approximately 70% of those individuals who went through diversion do not reoffend. In other words, they do not come back. They are what we would consider in this state more likely low-risk offenders. And our state has taken a position that we should be putting our resources where they need to be, and we shouldn't be putting as much into low-risk offenders. as we do for middle and high risk. I believe that this will, in fact, accomplish that. And what we also know is that since the requirement has been placed on all diversions, that that number of 70% has not changed. So for those reasons, that's why I'm supportive of the amendment, because I do believe it will, in fact, surgically take care of those who are much more at risk of reoffending, and at the same time not causing undue hardship on individuals that have, in fact, will learn and move forward in life and not have a repeat of this offense. Any other comments? Thank you very much. With that, I'm going to ask if there are any objections to the motion that are before us. Senator Close is registering with the reservation that she may vote for it on the floor. With that, the measure moves forward.
The amendment is adopted.
The amendment is adopted.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4026A as amended by the dash A11 amendments to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
All right, Senator Cruz now moves the House Bill 4026A as amended by the A11s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion.
We have all the paperwork on this one.
My understanding, we now have it.
Oh, good.
We're good.
Yeah.
And I will be opposed.
And Senator Close is opposed to the motion at this point, understanding that she reserves the right to change her vote on the floor after she has more time to look at the A11s. Any other objections?
Mr. Chair, we all have that right. In this case, I won't.
With that, motion moves. The Chair will carry 4026A to the floor. We'll close the work session on House Bill 4026A. And now we are going to open up a work session on House Bill 4035A.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4035A comes to you from Representative Barker. It allows corrections officers employed by the Department of Corrections to possess a weapon in the officer's personal vehicle when the vehicle is in the DOC parking lot. If the officer is present in his or her official capacity, he or she has a valid Oregon concealed handgun license, and the weapon is in a locked container, including the glove compartment or trunk. You have the A5 amendments in front of you, which allow a corrections officer in the locked trunk compartment if the department does not provide a secured locked location.
I believe that's the A4.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee,
or is it A5? Yeah, is it a combination?
Well, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, right. We have an amendment that puts an effective date of 21 days.
Right.
That's the A5, okay?
Correct.
The only difference between this and the A4, where we had a minimal fiscal impact, is the effective date of 91 days later.
Right. So are you saying the A5s incorporate the A4s into it?
And Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes, they do. I went through them last night. They do.
All right. That's why I just want to make sure we're solving the A5s. We do not need to adopt the A4s and the A5s.
Mr. Chair, no, we don't.
Okay. Sorry for cutting you off.
No problem.
All right. So this point, the chair would take a motion. Senator Close, if you're so willing, on the A5s.
Mr. Chair, I will do that. I'm just a little unclear. Were those posted and we missed it?
They were posted yesterday.
The A5? So. Okay.
I sent the fiscal request yesterday, so I'm pretty sure they were posted.
All right. Mr. Chair, I move the A-A5s for House Bill 4035.
All right. Senator Close moves the A5s for House Bill. Get that right. 4035A discussion. All right. The discussion the chair wanted to put on the record is that in discussion with the Department of Corrections, I think most of us know that they are very uncomfortable with the rule or the law being changed, that they wanted to have more time. I've spoken with the two main proponents of the bill. What we have decided, instead of having an emergency clause that would go into effect on upon signature by the governor, that we will allow for 90 days for implementation. That, I think, will allow for a little smoother transition, and the proponents of the bill were satisfied and comfortable with having 90 days instead of automatic upon signature. That's why we have the A5s versus the A4s. The A4s are, in fact, incorporated into the A5s, and so we're taking care of the issues that had been raised by the Sheriff's Association and some of the other proponents. Any other comments? And they are posted, for the record, they have been posted and are posted on the OLA system. So with that, is there any objection to the adoption of the A5s? Not seeing any, so ordered. Senator Close?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4035A to the floor as amended.
Senator Close, I hate to stop, but apparently we don't have the fiscal on this, so we're going to do...
Sorry, I didn't tell you.
So we need to go ahead and suspend the rules, or we come back, and hopefully we can just suspend the rules.
Pardon me, Chair Krasinski, you do have the fiscal on the A5 on 4035.
We do?
Just came in.
Okay, so we don't need that motion. We just need the straight motion to move the bill as amended.
May I first ask what the fiscal is?
It is a no-impact statement.
No impact. All right. Thank you very much. All right, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4035A as amended by the Dash 5s to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Close moves House Bill 4035A as amended by the A5s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any more discussion? Senator Dimbro.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm very pleased to be supporting this bill and sending it to the floor because it, like the other bill that we passed with respect to criminal background checks this morning, is a good common sense way of dealing with public safety in a smart, reasonable way that I think moves us forward. I wish we had been able to do the same thing with Senate Bill 1551 and send it to the floor, but I do hope that it, too, will find its way to the floor, and I look forward to voting for it there.
Thank you. Any other comments? Any objections to the motion of sending House Bill 4035A as amended by the A5s to the floor with a due pass recommendation? Not seeing any, so order. Chair will carry 4035A. And we'll close the work session on House Bill 4035A. And we'll open up, I believe, our last work session, House Bill 4103A.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4103A requires a lien claimant, when providing notice of foreclosure sale, to provide lien debtor and person with secured interest notice and copy of the records. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, if this would come up in the situation where someone brings their car in to be repaired, they then do not pick the car up. There's a mechanics lien that, even though not recorded, takes precedence over all other liens. What this bill is intended to do is, if that mechanic then goes to sell the car at a foreclosure sale, they must notify the secured party, for example, the person who lent money for the purchase of the car, and also the lien debtor. You have before you the A6 amendments, which move the bill out of the Unfair Trade Practices Act for enforcement to the lien debtor or the person with a secured interest having a right to get attorney's fees. And the purpose of this is to make the person who has a mechanics lien or another lien on the car do the appropriate thing and notify the parties that they're about to foreclose and foreclose in their interest in the property. We have the A6 amendments. I sat down yesterday with Jan Nordland from the committee that came on the House side. I sat down with Tom Gallagher, Darrell Fuller, and Pam Levitt, and we went through what is now the A6 amendments. They are consensus amendments to the bill.
All right. Thank you. All right. The chair will entertain a motion for the A6s for House Bill 4103A.
Mr. Chair, I move the A6 amendment to House Bill 4103A.
Senator Close moves the A6 into for adoption to House Bill 4103A. Discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
And, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4103.
I think this one we still probably don't have a fiscal.
Don't have the fiscal.
We're checking to see.
Suspend.
So what we will need is a motion to consider the bill for going to the floor by suspension of the rules.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move that we suspend the rules for the purpose of voting on House Bill 4103 without the fiscal statement.
Senator Close moves that we suspend the rules to allow us to vote on House Bill 4103A to move it to the floor without the fiscal documentation.
Let's check. Do we need to do FSRS? We don't have the revenue statement either, do we?
I believe we have the A6 revenue statement.
Okay. Just double-checking.
All right. Okay. So, for the record, it does appear from council that we do have the revenue, and so all we need to do is suspend the rules for the purposes of not having this fiscal.
On the A6s.
On the A6s. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. We'll take the motion down.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4103A, as amended by the A6 amendment, to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Close moves House Bill 4103A, as amended by the A6s, to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objection? So ordered. So I think this is one that Senator Denbrough should carry with a little legal twist to it. So, Senator Denbrough, will you be so kind to be the carrier of 4103?
At your service, Mr. Chair.
I appreciate that. So, Senator Denbrough.
And this is Denbrough week. He carried virtually everything yesterday.
That's right. So. Yeah, well, we've got to get him ready. All right, councils, anything else we need to do regarding what we had on our agenda?
Chair, we are done.
All right. So I want to just, I guess, thank everyone for being a participant in our short session. At this point, the chair is not looking at any informational hearings this week. If we find ourselves back next week, I guess we could do something. If you have an issue or an area that you would like for us to do something on informational, please let myself or councils know so we can see if we can't get that coordinated, because we do have to get sign off from the President's Office on informationals.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the House is looking to have an informational meeting on justice courts. Let you know that. So if you're so inclined, you're welcome to join
it's
the House.
Like
that kind of like, even though it's before my time, it's definitely deja vu, because I remember a individual that served before us who was trying to, let's say, modify the existence of justice courts. And that was like a hornet's nest. So good luck to the House. With that, we're adjourned.